Let God transform your life as you listen to this inspiring sermon by Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb.
It was a marriage made in heaven. Everyone agreed it was just perfect. The most beautiful young lady was going to marry the rich young man. They had anything and everything a couple could ask for. Money, power, popularity, fame, and success. They seemed to be in love. He gave her a huge diamond ring worth a huge amount of money. And so the wedding date was set and plans were made. No expense was spared as the happy couple prepared to tie the knot. They were married in a large church. There was a great crowd of family and friends. In fact, 2,500 people were invited to the wedding. There were 4,500 flower arrangements, and 21 cameramen filmed every detail of the event. The bride wore an expensive white gown and a crown on her head. In fact, the wedding was so important, television cameras were present so that the event could be broadcast live on TV. In fact, it is estimated that 750 million people all over the world watched as Prince Charles of England wedded Lady Diana on July 29, 1981. It was the most glamorous and famous wedding in the world. Yet, sadly, all the money, all the fame, all the power, and all the glory of this world could not make the marriage happy. It didn't take long before the fighting began. Both the prince and princess committed adultery. They had so much in their favor, yet the marriage ended in divorce. And the world came to discover that it takes more than a prince, a princess, and a palace to live happily ever after. What happened to the love? It seemed so real, it felt so powerful, yet somewhere the love died and the marriage failed. Or perhaps the love was never really there to begin with. Unfortunately, this same scenario has played out millions of times over the years. A young man and woman fall madly in love. They plan a big wedding and they start off with so much promise. But over time, the feelings fade and the love turns sour. Sometimes it doesn't take long for the ideal to become an ordeal. At other times, the marriage seems secure. It survives for years, only to falter in the end. But perhaps even worse are the millions of marriages where the couple is still together, but the love is completely gone. The unhappy couple endures a battlefield marriage of fighting, betrayal, and bitterness. The wedlock turns to deadlock, and the misery never ends. So let me ask you a question. What happened to the love in these homes? Was there genuine love and then one day it simply died? Or were the feelings of love simply an illusion or a fleeting fantasy? Did so many people really make such a big mistake and marry the wrong person? Or is marriage just a problem you have to endure? First comes the engagement ring, then the wedding ring, then the suffering. The truth is, most marriages are unhappy, not because you married the wrong person, but because you have the wrong perspective. You're following the wrong path to get to happily ever after. So here's the truth you need to pack up and take home with you today. If you can't find happiness in your current relationships, it's unlikely you'll find happiness in future relationships. What's missing in your current relationships isn't a lack of the right people. It's rather a lack of understanding of how happiness happens. See, happiness doesn't happen the way most people think it does. And when you pursue the wrong path to get to happy ever after, you never end up there. So how can we all get to happy before we get to after? Well, the good news is this: God has the key to living happily ever after. When you discover His blueprint for happy relationships, you can have more than just unhappy coexistence in your marriage. You can actually have a marriage made in heaven, where love grows stronger rather than weaker. You can actually have a home where peace rules and partnership prevails. In fact, when you follow God's plan, you can indeed live happily ever after. In fact, that's the purpose of our sermon today. We're going to take a look at God's truth and learn how any and every couple can live happily ever after. But before we go on, let's bow our heads and pray. Almighty and everlasting Father, we thank you that you brought us together again in your presence to receive the truth for today from your word. I ask that you open our hearts and minds and let the light of your word come deep into our hearts, that we will understand your truth and your principles that will help us to live in happy relationships that last. We submit to you now. We bind every voice of the enemy that would come to deceive or disturb or distract us. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, I loose the power of the Holy Spirit to bring light and life to our hearts in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. I want to invite you to take a moment and join your faith with mine right now. Just put your hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, speak to my heart, change my life, manifest your glory in me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the start of our new sermon series titled Happily Ever After. For the next few weeks, we're going to discover God's principles for happy relationships that last. We'll primarily be focused on marriage, but the principles of happy relationships apply to many of the relationships you experience, not just marriage. So whether you're married, single, or divorced, this series is for you. For all those who want to be married, to all those who regret being married, and for everybody in between, let's open our